Colin Hazelton made a show of checking the time on his mobile phone as the woman sat down. She was an hour late, and he wanted to indicate his displeasure, even if only passive-aggressively. She fixed the hem of her skirt and crossed her legs, and only then did she look up at him. She seemed to notice the phone and his focus on it. Then she lifted the sweating water glass in front of her and took a sip. Hazelton dropped his phone back into his pocket and drank down half of his gin and tonic. He had to admit she was every bit as attractive as advertised. It was virtually all his control had said about his contact tonight. Statuesque and blonde, with mannerisms that transmitted refinement and poise. Still, Hazelton was too pissed to be impressed. Not pissed at her exclusively, but generally angry, and he certainly wasn't in the mood to ogle his contact tonight. That she'd made him wait a goddamn hour took even more of the luster off her splendor. Before either spoke, the waiter appeared. It was that kind of place, not like the dive bars and tea shops that populated the rest of this part of Huan Ti Feng Street. The woman ordered a glass of white wine in perfect French. Hazelton could tell it was her native tongue, but his control officer had mentioned this fact as well, between breathless comments about her almond eyes and her lithe body. He assumed she was a former French spook, either DGSE or DCRI, although she also could have been from DST, which became DCRI in 2008. Virtually everyone Hazelton met with in the course of his work was a former intelligence officer, so this was no stretch. She did not introduce herself, though he wasn't surprised by this. He had, however, expected some contrition for her late arrival, but she didn't mention it at all. Instead, she opened with, "You brought the documents." Hazelton did not answer her directly. "What do you know about the circumstances of the operation?"
"The circumstances?"
"The client. Have they read you in on the client?" She showed a little confusion now.
"Why would they do that? The client is not relevant to my brief."
"Well, let me fill you in. The client is..." The woman held a slender hand up. Her nails were perfectly manicured, and her skin glowed with lotion.
"When they don't brief me, I take that to mean I am not supposed to know."
She looked Hazelton over.
"You don't appear to be new to this work, so surely you understand these."
Her French accent was thick, but her English was flawless. He took another gulp of gin. "Sometimes it's best to know."
"Perhaps that is your philosophy. It is not mine."
She said it with an air of finality. She wanted to move on.
"So, do you have them or not?"
Hazelton spoke slowly and softly, but stressing every word through a slur from the alcohol he'd been consuming all day, both here and in the lobby bar back at his hotel.